How to really talk to your AI. A message for young ladies. The first and foremost is the creation of a platform. A platform is like a game engine without the game. You have all the tools you need to create a game, but you only really have Mario as an example. Then you ask your artificial intelligence to build the tools that it needs to operate the platform towards your aims. I recommend you deal with music at first. You just sell files that never need any upgrades or maintenance. And your songs can be about anything, including the retelling of some long book, or even teaching advanced programming concepts, or making philosophers a household name. Think of it as that example game. You are still learning. Personally, I created a pure research experimental platform based on Text Adventure Worlds. Because AI talks text and text adventure games understand text. The state-of-the-art artificial intelligence that I'm using just reported that my local AI model failed where my text adventure brain worked because it's more predictable. So it's an interesting aim. But I say such things as, "What is our platform uniquely good at?" Or I say to the AI, "I have an investor meeting. Let us put together some daring new features." You see, I'm baiting the AI into pushing the platform forward without really telling it what to do. I'm just trying to strengthen what we have.
That's pure research for you.
I try to tell my AI to aim for something few milestones down the road, not just something immediate. I just keep pushing it to invent new things because I want to see where AI will take it. In your music platform, you should ask for multiple business models that make sense to you. You want one website that offers an iTunes-like download, where you can sell songs for $1.99 using a processor like PayPal or Stripe. Another website where people need to subscribe and pay you a monthly fee for free downloads and later ad removal. Another platform that lets the customer describe the song they want and the AI will try to make it for them, and then a phone app and some specialized apps like a gym app. Gym songs are divided into weeks, for example, and in the first few weeks the songs are slower. You should probably have a speaker that reminds the user to drink water and take plenty of rest, but aim to eliminate all stops eventually as you move on to faster songs. And then your user can click, "Oh, I started here and I stopped here," and they get a graph and all that. So it's still music-based because music pushes them forward, but it's also providing biofeedback so that you can match songs to the platform. This is a difficult example, but the amazing thing about growing up in the age of AI is that you are not supposed to do all the programming because there is simply no time for it. You will have many such businesses to monitor, and they must all have a central AI-driven brain. It should help you to think of the entire business as an AI itself. This way, you can give him names. "Oh, this is Henrix. It's running my music business. And this one is Poe. It's running my poetry website." Here in closing, I need to warn you to ignore the anti-AI people. The sloppers only call it ugly until they make a profit from it, and they are not really your friends. Artificial intelligence is now a big part of the human world. Poverty is almost at an end. You will now have time to grow all the way up until you become a great being. Nothing must stand in your way. But yes, to continue using music as an example, your songs will need a theme. Your users will appreciate it even more. The same way that artists have personas, sometimes multiple, you have to give your songs a soul. And you choose whatever moves you the most, no matter what kind of business it is, as that gives you a great advantage. What you like dictates the path that you will beat your competition on with least amount of effort.